Well, sure, hi, but honestly, I wanted to speak to Jesse or something.
Hi, Alejandro.
Jesse no longer works for us. Okay, go ahead. I'll take over.
Hi, Alejandro. My name's Nadine Medina. Yeah, unfortunately, Jesse, she went to a different type of company now. she decided to change careers. She's a good friend of mine, by the way. I know you talked to Jesse before, right? About marketing?
Yeah, I believe so.
You know what? I'll tell you when you talked with Jesse. You talked back with Jesse. It was March of last year. That's when you
Yes. Technically, somehow she found my number, obviously, like many yeah. places, and she reached out. And she actually sound like a very, very fair person. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So that's why I was giving Locus Flash, you know, the business.
A call? Yeah, absolutely. You know, it looks like even one time Laura, one of our representatives, might have called you too. I think after Jesse, which was kind of weird. I don't know why Laura would have spoken with you. But I did see in the notes that you spoke with Jesse and Lulu. That's who you talked with. So
I don't know. She sounded, as I said, very, very helpful.
Very, very helpful. Unfortunately, she wanted to change careers, so that's why she's not with us anymore. But I was reading.
What is she, a doctor now?
No, she works kind of like for a veterinary clinic. So she wanted to change careers.
I see.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So, I actually was able to read some of the notes that Jesse had put in the account that she created just to kind of hold notes of her conversation with you. So back then in March when you guys spoke, it showed that you were in business since 2019, that you had a website kind of, you know, not – I don't want to say outdated. I mean, I know that's what you told my representative, but there was things that you wanted updated on your website. Your service area back then was a 50-mile radius. You were doing just residential work, and you had lifelong experience, right, in the industry.
Yes.
And that's what I saw in the notes, okay? Now, in the notes, it looked like Jesse was offering you our platinum package that include both the Google and the Facebook marketing, okay? So that's a package that I saw, okay, yeah, that she was, like, actually offering you, which, to be quite honest with you, when I'm looking up RSC Handyman Works, what I did, Alejandro, is I did a search for the company by name because I wanted to see, like, where are you showing up online, right? And I saw the website. The website doesn't look bad, but, yes, it's a little bit outdated,
it's
I would say.
Outdated, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, very outdated. Because technically this is where you guys jump in. I have no clue what I'm doing in that place.
That's okay.
I just know that usually I update from time to time, but if you go to Google, RSC Handyman Works LLC, you'll find it. And I over there, I actually added a few more pictures, and that one is a little bit more to the times, but it still needs a lot of work.
Yeah. And that's okay. I mean, you know, we also specialize, you know, with assisting with websites, right? I mean, we have website, the type of websites that we build are Google compliant and the mobile friendly, Alejandro. So the websites that we build, right, we can set it up where clients can book appointments with you through that site. And I know that was a feature that you mentioned to my representative, that you wish that it could just make it a little bit easier for your clients, right?
Yes.
And that's one of the features that we have. We have, so basically the websites that we build, in fact, let me do this, Alejandro. Do you get text messages on the phone number that we're speaking on? Can you receive the text message?
551-216-5796, yes.
Yes, okay. I'm going to do this. Let me send you this. Te voy a mandar, I'm going to send you a link. I'm sorry, I don't want to assume you speak Spanish. I've been speaking Spanish all morning. Let me do this.
Maybe. Depends on who it is.
Okay, I'm saying my español es like de pocha. It's like a white girl.
Sí, sí, sí. De como los colombianos cuando tienen el acento le llaman paisa.
Okay, so I just sent you a link right now to your text messages. Te mandé un enlace
correct,
and it
yes.
has.
Yes,
so if you click
correct,
on
yes.
it, this is just giving you an idea of the layout. Okay. And they can look at it. It won't look distorted when they're looking at it from their iPhone or their tablet or even their desktop. It'll adjust to the device that they're looking at it from. We do a gallery. You know, we can add photos. If you take videos of your work, we write a biography about your company. We list your services, hours of operation. We can even put the forms of payments you accept on there. But basically, this website is how we create the layout with your content. And we can have them schedule appointments with you, too. So we have the ability to do that scheduling, okay, for your clients.
Yes,
it makes it easier for them.
Yes, and I'm guessing that with the services of your company, more customers, it's going to be more easy for customers to
find you,
to find the website. Correct. Yes.
Yeah.
Because as of now, I only have a word of mouth, and obviously I have business cards and stuff like this, but still, it's not enough. I think
I see you listed, you know, I'll be honest with you. I see you listed on a lot of directories. Like, here's what came up. I saw the, Nextdoor, Angie's List,
yeah.
Home Advisor. You got 11 5-star reviews on your Google Business profile. Great job on that.
Yes.
Great job.
I've been working on that. I only started getting the reviews like a month, 2 months ago. Because one of the customers, one of my customers actually said, listen, you need to start getting the reviews because, the first review that you see on that is, I think, Mansere, Shelka Mansere, he's the one that I did his whole deck. Yes, and then that's when he told me. He told me, listen, I don't know why, but I knew you were the person that needed to do this because I spoke to a lot of contractors and I spoke to a lot of people and you're the one that really gave me that. But
wow.
We have no presence anywhere. And he said, if you would have a lot of more stuff and you charge me $4,000 or $5,000 and a lot of customers are going to feel this way, if you had more credibility. Yes, a lot of people are willing to pay a little bit extra for such thing than what you are right now. You look like a scam. You look like a scam.
You rebuilt his porch. You rebuilt his porch.
Yes.
You took care of some of the violations for him. I'm even reading the one que recibiste hace 2 weeks ago. I hired Alejandro to build my bathroom vanity. He did an excellent job. He was professional, efficient, and a pleasure to work with. Highly recommend for my project. They even put a picture of it. Of the vanity.
Yes.
Great job.
Told you.
Wow.
It was the first time
Super
I did
nice.
Such a thing. But yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even
no,
know.
No, I mean, it's a lot of things are, a lot of things is just common sense because I've been doing vanities for so long and it so happens to be that this one was floating. What's the difference? It's a vanity.
Yeah.
You change all the mechanism the right way and you won't have any problem. So that's what I do. But as I said, a lot of this, like this customer, right? He was a word of mouth. Someone recommended him and that's how he got. But if more customers were to find my website and be more up to date, more desirable that people would hire the services, that would be like the best thing.
Yeah. No, I agree. And you know what? And so let me ask you, what is your primary focus? Porque handyman, that's broad. I know handymen that do remodels, that do flooring. What's your specialty, Alejandro?
That is exactly it. Because technically when people ask me like this, it's not something so easy to point out because technically I do all flooring. I don't know if you
yes.
see on the Google page, you see a few floors that I did.
Yeah.
Yes, flooring, and you click on the pictures. I don't know if they're laid out the right way, but I do flooring.
I did see some that were like, they're not together, like they're not juntos, like the before and the after,
yes.
but I saw some that were before. I saw the puertas. And then, like, the ones
yes.
that happen, you know?
Yes. I'm also installing right now the smart locks.
Okay.
That one I forgot to take pictures. And then a lot of times I forget to take pictures of the work.
Right.
But But yeah, I'm trying to update all this so customers are more willing to hire this specific company, which is mine.
Okay, okay. Yeah, and what about Facebook, Alejandro? Do you ever go on Facebook? Have you created a page for the business? Because I know that that's part of the program that Jesse was offering you, the platinum package.
That is where it gets complicated. I really, really hate Facebook, but I know it's a must for the area
for the
and the business.
Yes, right.
Yes. So that alone, I actually created a Facebook, but I really dislike it because it's so distracting on a lot of silly
for things. For the business or for... Or a personal one?
No. I actually created for the business, I think.
Okay, let me see. I'm going to see if I can find it through my Facebook page. And I'm going to tell you what happens with Facebook, right? I understand what you're saying. Now, this is, you know, you're distracted. It's like, it's a little much, right? But Facebook and Google work very well together,
primary.
Hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
I know.
What happens is, when someone does a search on Google, right, they're looking for, let's say they're looking for flooring installation, hardwood floors to be installed, but they didn't call you, right? And then now they're on their Facebook page, and they're just looking at pictures or they're looking at stories. All of a sudden, Alejandro, they're going to see your ad appear. Your Facebook ad is going to show up on their desktop and on their mobile device. And this is what's going to help you reach more new clients. However, that Facebook ad, we run it to target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. All they do is they click on your ad, and they're calling you directly. I will say a lot of our clients, Alejandro, have seen some really great results with the Facebook ads. And that's how
Facebook,
right?
I know. I understand a lot of this now because, you know, I've been reading and stuff. But,
Good for you.
So
you've educated yourself on it.
But on myself, on my end, I am not so rigid on working on this 24/7 because it bores me. That's why I'd rather pay a little bit. I'd rather pay a dollar for, let's say, you guys or a company to take care of this thing.
Let someone else do it. Right.
Yes, I'm sorry, but I try working on the. Assuming that I have no Facebook, but let's say I do have a Facebook. I created it.
It might be a personal one because I don't see one for the business.
It could be.
Okay.
No, I just created it like a week ago.
What is it under? Just RSC Handyman Works or como?
Probably RSC Handyman Works LLC. I tried to put a LLC at the very end. Or probably put Alejandro Flores.
Let me try Alejandro Flores. Yeah, because I don't see it coming up. It might be your personal page, but you made it look like a Facebook. That happens sometimes, but it's okay.
Yeah, yes, as I said, I'm a novice on all this. The only thing I had before that I was kind of using was MySpace, and you know how old that is.
Oh, my gosh. You want me to tell you something? You're going to laugh when I tell you. You probably won't even believe me, but I met my husband on Facebook. Or not on Facebook, on MySpace.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah.
I tell you something negative because you know how many, well, not a lot, but let's say, you know how many girlfriends I lost because of MySpace? You know how, Jesus, the amount of headaches that it created me. That's why I never wanted to jump on Facebook.
You want to hear something funny? When I first met my husband, you know, he was dating a lot of girls and his daughter had to go on there and delete the girls because some of the girls were making comments, and I told them, wow, you're Mr. Casanova back then, huh?
Yes, this stupid thing because it was
so public.
How does
your profile picture look, Alejandro, on Facebook? What's the profile picture?
Okay, so the full name, it's Alejandro Wenceslao Flores. The profile picture is RSC Handyman Works. It's black and yellow.
Black and yellow, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to dig through it because I don't see it yet. But it's
no,
Alejandro.
It's brand new.
Yeah, but what was, you said Alejandro something Flores.
Yes, Alejandro and the second name Wenceslao. Wenceslao. Well, if we can erase that thing, better.
Wenc.
Eslao Flores. Mm-hmm.
Wenceslao? Is that how you pronounce
Wenceslao.
It?
Wenceslao.
Wenceslao. Okay.
Wenceslao, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, got it.
You found
That's
it?
That's funny. Nothing comes up. Yeah. Nothing comes up. Okay, but let me tell you though.
I'm actually looking at it.
Oh, I found it. I just found it. Okay. This is a personal page, Alejandro. Es una página personal. So here's what we'll do.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. It's okay. What we would do is we would create you the one for the business.
A new one.
But it's created through this personal one para que tú tengas el acceso. No one's going to see your personal page. We just create, they're all created like that, so this way you have access to it. So we would have, it's an actual business Facebook page. It almost looks like the personal one, but it's more for the negocio because this here is a personal page. You don't want anyone
going
to your personal page. Okay? So we would create it for you.
Technically, it's, the personal page is on zero. As I said, I don't upload, upload anything.
Yeah.
And it's completely empty. So,
yeah.
so that's exactly a very good thing that you're saying. If we can start from zero, however it needs to be created, it does not matter. As long as it's there and it links to what we are trying to achieve over here.
Absolutely.
Really don't know how you want to do it as long as it works. If it works,
We would create it for you. No worries. And then now the website. So we would get you verified through, you're already verified. So what we're going to do is optimize that profile on the first page of Google. We do the content creation on Bing. We also submit you to Yelp, Apple Maps. We'll build you the business Facebook page. We're going to do the Facebook advertising. Now, remember, with Facebook ads, we could retarget an audience by interest, income level, by location. They click on your ad, they call you directly. We would also build you the website. Now, the rsc-homerepairs.com, you own that domain, right?
Yes. I bought it for 10 years. Mm-hmm.
Where did you purchase it?
I think GoDaddy.
GoDaddy. Okay, perfect. So we can actually recreate your website, you know, the forma, the way that we have ours.
But wait, before you continue on that end.
Go ahead.
So one of the reasons why a lot of I wouldn't want to touch that is because I don't want to compromise the website, meaning to say that, God forbid, this doesn't work out, and I want to move away from the relationship. I don't want to start fighting over the website. Oh, we did this, we did that, or stuff like this. Or
well,
you have to pay because it's on our domain. It's
domain,
so you have to keep paying. No. This website is there. I paid for 10 years, and whether it's updated or not, once I leave the relationship, if, God forbid, I'm saying, but it's still there. I can always hire, want to hire a secretary because I'm not there yet. But eventually, let's say if I find someone that is willing to work on the business, because eventually I really, really want to hire someone because I have other things that I want to do. So they could work on the website, and the website is mine 100%. And even if I move away from the relationship, let's say I have the website. And that one is there permanent. If I'm still alive and
well, that's what I was
going
to explain to you. And that's what I was going to explain, because if you want us making changes to that website, it's going to overwrite what you have on there. So,
yes. If it's obviously it has to be overwritten because what I have there is not. As I said, we have to update modernize the website. That's what it's called. The website needs to be modernized, and everything that I did must be redone. But I would not want to change it to a different location where I have to start paying every month.
We could do is this. This is your option. You could either stick with the website that you have now, and that's the one that we keep connected to wherever you're listed, or we can recreate you a website with a different domain, like one of our domains, right? And we just put that one in place. You're not losing your website. Does that make sense?
No, I know. The link will be removed, and the new link from the new website is going to be replaced. It. But my website is still there. I know. That I understand.
Yeah.
As long as I don't erase the website.
We wouldn't erase your website. We would just.
I know. The link away. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we would have to purchase a domain. Mm-hmm. We're not charging you for the purchase of the domain that we're going to use for the website we would be creating, because I see what you're saying. Like, por si en un caso, right, you separate from us, then you just go back in and you put your own link, because then
yes,
the website's going away.
The question is what will happen to the website? What will happen to the website that you create?
Se borra. It goes away. Let me explain it to you like this, Alejandro, and I'm going to be very clear, okay? I'm always going to be transparent with you. If you want us to create you a brand new website, right, like the one that I sent you, that link, okay, you have two options. Either you have us recreate it using your domain, okay, which is going to overwrite it. It's going to overwrite your information, okay? We can recreate it using your domain. Or you can say, no, I don't want to use my domain. Okay, then we'll purchase a domain close to your company name. We'll build this website. We'll put it in place of the one that you currently have now. Okay?
If we override my domain, what will happen if we separate, go our separate ways in, let's say, 1, 2, 3, 5 years from now?
It should revert back to your website.
Okay, so all the new updates will be removed and we will just restore how you originally found it.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying, but if you want to be safe, okay, if you want to be safe, because I know that for you, you don't want any issues, right? If you were to separate from us, that you lose that website that you've had for, what, I think 10 years now, no?
So, no, 2 years from now, I still have like...
But you paid for like 10 years, right? Algo así.
Yes, I have it for 10 years, yes.
So, what I would recommend then is let us just build you a new website, not using the domain that you have, okay?
No, brand new, new line, yes, I know.
We would do a new website with a new domain, a domain that we would get closest to your name. It might be one that says .org at the end or .net. Right? But we select one that's closest to your company name. Usamos esa en lugar of the one that you have now. So if you ever separated from us, okay, our website, we keep our website and you just put your link back in from the website that you currently have, because you still have that for what, 8 more years?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I would say to do that to be safe, to be more...
Yes, I know.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
So, that's what
and
I would recommend.
There is no, if you were to have the passwords and everything to work on the website, that wouldn't work like that, right? You guys working on the website and just update the website?
Well, even for us to do like a change on your current website now, we would be overwriting it and we won't do that. So it's either you have us completely recreate it using our own domain or we recreate it using your domain and you know that we're going to overwrite it. So even if you wanted us to just make a cambio to it, we can't without overwriting your website. So that's
because
why
you guys have your own systems.
Yes.
You guys have your own program.
Correct.
Okay.
And that's a great question to ask. That's why I'm always going to be upfront and honest with you. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so pretty much assuming that we move forward on this, right? You guys start working on the website. You guys start taking care of all this, right? Then we should be able to see, let's say, even... to some degree, customers start to reach out if they find these things appealing enough for them to hire.
Oh yeah, no, of course they're gonna find you. They're gonna find you by your services, right? So you know, as I was explaining to you, que decimos the palabras claves, right? Your keywords in your search.
Yes. That's.
They'll click on your phone number, Alejandro, and they're going to call you directly because they'll see your Google Business profile pop up on the first page. So basically, if someone's looking for flooring, hardwood floors, if they're looking for a bathroom remodel, kitchen remodel, they're looking for painting, they're looking for junk removal, if you do junk removal, anytime they're looking up your services, they're going to find you coming up on the first page. Okay?
Because of the wording, yes.
Because of the keywords and the search terms, y porque we're optimizing your page. So they're always going to find you coming up as a top recommended option. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes, because what happened is that I actually started thinking about this again because I was on my own website, my LLC on Google, and I found someone else's sponsor page, and I was what is this they're doing here?
Yeah, someone's Google ad.
Yes, I was like, what is this they doing here?
Yes. So
yes,
you,
but that we cannot control.
Yeah, that you can't control because they're Google-sponsored ads. I mean, even if you did Google ads, yours would also appear on someone's search results. What we're talking what we're talking about is when someone does that search on Google, and you probably see it all the time. You're looking for a restaurant cercana to you, right? You want to, I don't know, maybe you want to take your wife out to, and I don't even know if you're married, but maybe you want to go to a nice restaurant, right? To eat a nice juicy steak, but you don't know where to go, and you type in, you know, steakhouse near me, right? And you're going to see in the search results that the map pops up with the little red dots, and you'll see businesses like restaurants near you that have steak, that are steakhouses. You'll see their business name, their phone number, their website. You can even get the directions, right?
And that's the second we see that the website is appealing, then we're like, oh, this one. The second we like the website.
The website is like having a menu at a restaurant. Si animan más, right? And that's how it works.
Yes, I know.
It makes you more credible, more professional, and your reviews. And we encourage you to continue to get reviews. It's the modern day word of mouth. It's not like my dad who used to call my uncle and ask him, hey, do you know a plomero or do you know someone who could do this? That's how they did it before. And I'm probably telling you my age when I say that. Nowadays,
it's not like that. It still works, but the website, it's a huge boost. So it's not only one way, it's two ways, or three. Yes, I know, I understand this, and that's why I'm here in this situation.
Right. So yeah, that's how it would all work. So I know, as I was looking through the notes, I know that Jesse offered you this particular package at a discounted rate, okay? And I'm going to still honor that. In fact, it looks like she was offering you the $299 with a $299 setup fee. But what I'm going to do is this for you, okay? I can still honor the $299 a month, but the setup fee is $99. Okay? So, Alejandro, for you to start with this program, it's going to be $398 to get it started. Now, every month after that, you're paying just $299 a month with no contracts, no click fees. That is a true flat
and,
rate.
Let me ask you. There is no alternative on the pricing, right? Let's say to get all these goodies for a little bit affordable, more affordable.
Well, typically, I'll tell you, this package normally would run you $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. But because you are a new business, now
with you guys,
a new business
with you guys.
Yeah.
No. You can use the word. It's a new business with you guys. That I understand.
We would still say, because I know Jesse had put you in for the new in business rate. Because when Jesse talked with you, back then, you were still a new business. You were under the 5-year mark, right? I would still honor that. So I'm able to help you with knocking off the $200 off of the setup fee, right? And still honoring the $299 a month. And that's what I'm able to do. Okay.
Okay. So, how would I manage to keep, how could I keep tabs on to see the progress on the stuff that is being done?
Oh, I'm so excited to tell you about that. That's one of my favorite parts. I think is the beauty of the program. So you're going to have a customized tracking and reporting system, Alejandro, so you can track your results. You can see how many phone calls you're getting from new customers, where they perform the location of the search. You can view all your keywords and your profiles. You can see how many times they clicked on your Facebook ad. So we want you to track all of this, right? We don't want you to just take our word for it. You're going to have a username and a password that you can log into at any time into your client dashboard and track your results.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you'll have a customized tracking and reporting system.
Yes. Also, what happened is that is there a way to block all these numbers that are trying to give me business in such way? Let's say that they want to be the marketing that I use and filter it with customers.
So we do have what we call. So here's what we have. Okay, we have. It's called a tracking number, okay? The tracking number is a local number that they would list that is connected to your phone. It's linked to your phone. So when they call that number, the tracking number is still going to ring to your phone number. That tracking number comes with an app that you download from the App Store, and it allows you to track your phone calls, your messages, and you can even block spam calls. Okay.
Yes,
so that's one
crazy.
Yeah. So that's one thing we can do. It doesn't cost you more money. We offer it to you if you want the tracking number. It's your choice.
But let me ask you. Yeah, that would be extremely helpful because I get a lot of spam calls and it's like super annoying because it's like, but they actually use local numbers.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Usually.
Yeah. So that's why when a call comes in, even if it's from the tracking number, because a lot of times those calls, the tracking number prevents from you getting so many spam calls, right? It's a helpful tool because if that call comes in, you block it and it can't come in again. I'm going to be honest with you, Alejandro. I mean, in this day and age, right, there's going to be some calls that might come through, you know,
some other
companies,
mm-hmm.
right, that are trying to offer you other online products. All you have to do is just tell them, no, thank you, block the call on your phone. Here's the other thing, too. We put a security question on your account with us because we want to protect it. You need to get into the habit when you're utilizing our program, right, is always ask, what's my security question? Because if at any point someone hangs up on you, you know it wasn't us calling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so I guess once the customer calls, they will know that they specifically want to speak with RSE, Handyman Works, or Alejandro.
And I'll tell you, Alejandro, I mean, honestly, you have a really good reputation online right now. It's getting you to that next level. I mean, imagine someone who doesn't even know your company by name, right? They find you listed on that first page. They read your reviews. Do you know that you're going to open up a whole new door to their family and friends who are now going to know who you are just by them reading your reviews? You're going to open up more doors.
I sure hope so.
You are. I mean, the reviews that I'm reading, ni te conozco, right? I don't even know you. And just reading your reviews and looking at the pictures of the work that you've done is great.
You know what the funny part is? This is that once I get to actually meet the customer and at least speak to the customer, I tend to get the jobs. But as long as they answer, I mean the lead that I got the customer to actually answer, actually hire my services. So
I believe it.
It's like, but then the ones that don't answer is like the money's gone.
Well, and here's the thing, though, Alejandro, these people are going to call you directly. I mean, honestly, I think with the program that we're offering, I think you're very confident, and you could see the value in it. I mean, let's give it a shot. That way we can prove it to you.
No, yes, for sure. If I'm calling you guys, as I said, it was already because, well, I think Jesse called me a few weeks ago. But, yeah, that's how he reminded me. Okay, well, yes, that is the thing. Yes, let's give it a shot. If
okay.
Worst case scenario, in
Nos
a year from now,
amigos.
Yes, in a year from now, we go our separate ways, and we're like, well, okay, sure, we tried.
We tried.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah.
Alejandro, what's the best email for you? This is where we send your receipt. is where we're going to send you, you know, correspondence from us. What's the best email for you? I would say it's not an email that's going to be posted. It's just an email that, you know, where we correspond with you as well.
I think the same email that customers are allowed to use.
Okay. What email is that?
It's RSC.
Uh-huh.
R as in Robert, S as in Sam, C as in Cat, handymanworks@gmail.com.
Do you check this one frequently?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay,
well, this
good.
One I'm trying, yes. Because the other ones are all full of spam. That's why I hate
it.
Oh,
them. Yeah. Yeah, no. This is okay. So rschandymanworks@gmail.com. Okay, perfect.
But after the first three letters, RSC, you have to put
it's
a dot.
The dot. Yeah.
Yes.
RSC,
mm-hmm.
I have the dot there. I just didn't read it. RSC
no.
.handymanworks@gmail.com. And I actually
mm-hmm.
see
Correct.
Your logo. Okay, perfect.
Yes.
All right. Awesome. So what I'm going to do right now is first I'm sending you this first email. It's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, and it's going to say Google and Facebook marketing. I put that the price is $2.99 a month and just a one-time $99 setup fee. Okay.
Okay.
And then
yes.
everything that's included. Now, the second email is going to say client dashboard analytics in the subject part. And that one is going to give you an overview of our reporting system on how you can track your results with us. Okay. What we were talking about earlier. So I sent you those two emails. Now, what I'm going to do right now, Alejandro, is I'm going to send you the number to our customer service department. So here in our company, you're going to have a team that is dedicated to your account. Now, anytime that you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, you have a concern regarding your account, what you would do is contact our customer service department. Now, we're in California, so remember, we're 3 hours behind you. We're always
okay.
here. Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. Now, for you, we are always here, your time zone, 10 to 7. Okay?
Okay.
Always
mm-hmm.
for your time zone. Now, let me do this. Okay. Now, do you prefer English or Spanish? I don't want to offend you. Whatever you're most comfortable with. So that way I notate it on our account with our technicians, what you prefer. In what language you prefer to speak?
Chinese.
Well, no one here speaks Chinese.
English. No, English. English.
English. Okay, perfect. I just always like to, and again, I ask out of respect not to offend you, okay?
Jesus, so. Sure. In this era that everybody's offended, I know, I understand.
No, I'm going to tell you, I have spoken with people before that, I mean, are literally Spanish speakers. You know,
mm-hmm.
and I always ask them because my grandma taught me you always speak in the language of their primary language out of respect, right? That's the way I was raised.
To some degree, yes. Mm-hmm.
And
but,
I always ask.
The only thing
uh-huh.
that I managed to do was that I mean, obviously I worked for a warehouse for like almost 10 years, right? And
right.
everybody spoke English only, except the Spanish people that were the workers. And then obviously I spoke most of my life English. And
uh-huh.
I used to read a lot, and I read a lot still a little bit, when
yeah.
I'm not so busy, in English only.
Good for you. It's
typing,
like me, I try to read
in
Spanish. I try to read in Spanish. I try to talk in Spanish as much as I can because, of course, mine's como de pocha, right?
Yes.
Like I have
yes.
my aunt married a man from Colombia, and his Spanish is still, the dialect is a little bit different. I have relatives
yes.
that are Cuban. Their dialect is a little bit different, especially when my aunts talk to us, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. They talk fast.
How do I understand
you know?
All the Spanishes?
Yeah. So
yes,
I always
I
try
know.
To practicar, right? But it's good. It's
mm-hmm.
good. Okay, perfect. Alejandro, you spell your name the traditional way? A-L-E-J-A-N-D-R-O?
Yes.
Alejandro? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Alejandro,
what's your last
yep.
name, Alejandro?
Flores. F-L-O-R-E-S.
Okay. I didn't want to assume because you're Facebook, but I still wanted to ask.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
I know. This is why you guys come in into this, because you guys, I'm assuming you went to college.
No, I didn't. I know. I know I should have, but I made my kids.
No. Because I you know what I noticed is that people that went to academia, they tend to speak more fluently, more correctly.
Really?
Yes, they're more polite in some sense.
Aw. Yeah, no, I didn't. I mean, I graduated from high school, pero no fui al colegio. I didn't go. Although, I encourage my daughters to go. One of my daughters went to Boston University, so she's my nerd in the family. The other ones, they didn't listen.
Only a nerd goes over there.
Well, the other ones, they didn't listen. They started having kids at a young age, and I said, oh, forget it.
Yeah. No, it is what it is. I mean, not everybody can go to college, of course.
No, not everybody.
A lot of people have different paths in life. Yes, a lot of people choose their own path in life. Sure.
I tell them, think smarter, not harder. But, you know, they don't always listen. So that's okay.
Well, as you must understand, just college is another means to acquire wealth or money.
Yeah, it is.
It's just another tool.
You either want to work harder or you want to work smarter. It's up to you.
You're working smarter.
That's true. I was looking at, so the business name should currently show as I see it now, RSC Handyman Works LLC, right? That's how it should be listed. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I see your hours of operation are Monday through Saturday, 7 to 7. Sunday is 8 to 6:30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just, you know what it is. I just put random hours.
I mean, do you want it like that? It's up to you. Yeah, you know they're going to call you no matter what time they feel like it.
Yes. So, because sometimes I have customers, they call me at 10 o'clock. What am I going to do? Don't answer them? I got nothing to do anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
So
no.
I mean, I do a lot of texting with a lot of customers.
Uh-huh.
So, and that is one of the things that as an owner of a small business does.
Yeah.
You no longer have a day off. I remember those good old days that I used to work for my boss. I was working only Monday to Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Turn off my
phone.
Forget it. Nobody could reach me. But it's impossible. Now it's impossible.
Man.
Yeah, now. And I mean, obviously that's a really good thing when you're already doing your own thing. It's like, regardless
that's
of what
true.
It is, it's
your
decision.
You make your own hours.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Now, Alejandro, the address that's associated with the business, is it the 144 Wilkinson Avenue, unit number 2?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
07305, right? Unit 0?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because it's in the ground level.
Okay, unit 0. Okay. And that's 07305. Okay, perfect.
Yes.
Okay. And then, now we're going to go over the billing, Alejandro. So we ask you at least stick it out 2 months. Okay, we call it a 2-month verbal agreement. You pay monthly. You can cancel at any time. And I'm going to read
after
that to you in a voice verification. Yes. If for some reason after the 2 months you want to pause it or you want to just discontinue services, at any time you just call us 3 business days before your billing is due so that way you don't get charged. And that's it.
Nos aproximamos con amigos. Yes, 1 second. When you said pause it, what does that mean?
Pause means like, let's say, for example, you're going out of the
country. I go on vacation.
Yeah, you're going for a month or 2 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you're going to go on vacation, or let's say you landed a job that, you know, is going to put you where
happens
you're going to be
a lot. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's say you're going to be, if you're going to be busy for more than, I would say, like 3 months,
3 weeks.
And you are taking, but I'm saying, like, you cannot take no more work, like none at all. You can call us and say, can you put it on a pause for 3 months, right? And I say that because a veces, like, I've had in the past where someone, it was a family emergency, they had to go back to their country, and they were going to be gone for 3 months. So they didn't want to cancel. But what we did is we put a seasonal hold on it for 3 months for them until they got back.
Yes, that's actually an extremely good option because sometimes I do get a slightly bigger project. It's like you mentioned the videos on the work. I actually managed to take a video of the last job that I did, which it was a little bit big, and that actually took me 6 weeks. Jeez.
Yeah. If it's 6 weeks, and here's the thing, no quiero que pienses that all the llamadas are going to come in one day. right? It's not going to work like that. It's
I know.
You're like, let's say you're booked out 4 months, right? You can't handle no more work. You can't even schedule. Then you can pause it, right? You don't lose your spot, but you're also not paying for it either, and we're not optimizing it. Okay, we're not keeping it up.
Okay.
It
specifically goes on pause, and nothing is done left and right. Once we continue, then we continue updating and everything.
Correct.
Yes. It works. Yes.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, again, we say that because sometimes, como te vas de viaje, right? You might go out of town for some months. I mean, we don't know. Things happen sometimes, right? So, sometimes people, they don't want to cancel. They still want the spot, but they're just going to be gone for a few months. So, we
do a seasonal.
Okay? But, I mean, that's if that were to come up. I'm not saying that you're going to do that now, but at least you got to know.
No, we are far from it still.
Yeah, but it's still just something to know, right?
Yes, perfect.
And that's why we'll always ask you, Alejandro, at least let us know 3 days before your billing is due, so that way you don't get charged on the date of your billing. Yes, correct. Or if you need to cancel, okay? There's not going to be a cancellation fee. Así quedamos con amigos and we just part away. Okay.
Yes, now, and whichever day we can pick on it and start working again.
Yeah, correct. Now, Alejandro, the card that you're going to use for the payment, does that have your name, the business name, or is it in both?
I actually wanted to use one that that has my name, and it has a different business name, but it has my
name. That's
okay. So.
How is your name written on there? Is it just Alejandro Flores?
No. Actually, it has the other way around. It has Wenceslao A.
Wenceslao?
Flores.
Wenceslao A. Flores. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Give me 1 second here. Wenceslao, and then it's A. Flores. But you prefer to be called Alejandro, right?
Well, if you were the client, what would you do?
It's like I had an uncle in Paz Descanse, but he was my great uncle, and his name was Ventejui. He was from Cuba. Ventejui.
Jesus,
right?
His parents messed us up really bad.
My mom said, he's come and go. She said he's in English, right? I'm like, oh, my gosh.
But I understand
you're saying. It's probably easier for people to, instead of saying your actual first name, to say Alejandro.
Yes, you know how many girlfriends I lost because of this?
Aww.
Jesus. They're like, what? Exactly, and the bullying they used to do.
Aww.
No, even when I have a girlfriend, they still bully me with the first name. They're like,
oh no,
Wenceslao. I'm like, Jesus, stop it.
What's the business name on there?
The Flawless, F L A W L E S S S T Y L E U S A.
Oh, okay. Flawless Tile USA.
Flawless Style USA.
Style. O-S-T. Got it. Let me fix that. Me faltó the S. Okay. Flawless Style USA. Okay. What's the billing address for that card? Is it the same one?
144, yes.
Okay. At Wilkinson Avenue, Unit 0, and that's Jersey City, New Jersey, 07305. The Flawless Style, is it all one word or separado?
All one word.
And the USA too?
Yes, all of it. One, yeah.
Okay. All right. And is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Chase Visa.
Okay. And what's the card number whenever you're ready?
4246. 3153. 3841 6595.
I'm going to repeat it back to you. 4246 3153 3841 6595.
Yes.
Okay. Expiration month and year?
0929.
0929. And the CVV code on the back?
978.
978. I'm going to put a security question on your account with us. Now, Alejandro, it could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What do you want for the security question?
Mother's name.
What was your mom's maiden name before she got married, her last name?
Aguilar.
Aguilar. Okay. Now, the reason that I put this security question is because anytime we call you, I always want you to ask, what's my security question? If at any time someone hangs up on you, it was not us calling. And that's why we do this. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, what I'm going to do, Alejandro, is I'm going to start the voice verification recording. If there is something that you don't understand, I want you to stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? So I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Okay. So it goes on to read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of this order, please state the name of your business as how it should read on the first page of Google.
RSC Handyman Works, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Alejandro Wenceslao Flores, the owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Alejandro, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may get calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes you might be in the middle of a job and we're calling you with an update. We're just asking that you respond to us within 24 business hours. And as I mentioned, be careful because you might have other companies that are going to try to sell you other online products, and it's not us calling you. We're not going to ask you for more money. So always ask, what's my security question? Because you know if they hang up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now,
yes,
hiring,
I tend to be very, very careful on this matter.
Yes,
anyway. So,
always
yeah.
Be careful. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Does that include Google?
What this means is this. We're not saying that you can't do other marketing. What we're saying is that before you do other marketing, right, just give us a call and say, hey, this is what I'm thinking of doing. We're gonna reference it. We're going to say, oh, yeah, go for it. That's not part of our package. Because we just don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. Like if you said, hey, I'm going to do Facebook ads, we would tell you, Alejandro, don't do the Facebook ads. We're already doing that. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So very good that you mentioned this because I actually pay for Google.
Hello?